You're listening to Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. Welcome back to another episode of Minds of Forestry, everybody. Glad to have you back. I'm good to be back. You know, I'm feeling better. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about choosing your bath. And honestly, this is one of the hardest things to do when you're out timber cruising or when you're out doing timber reconnaissance, is choosing your bath size. So a bath, little definition of a bath, is basal area factor, and it's describing the stand density of cross-sectional trees at diameter at breast height. So essentially it's just going by square meters or square meters per hectare. And ideally, a bath is a prism that you use on a fixated point in a plot to get trees in and out, or to see if trees are in or out. That way you can get a good representation of what the stand density is. So your different bath sizes, I use everything from a 5 all the way up to a size 9. And all those are is just a different cross-sectional measurement in the bath feet and the bath size. So if I'm using a bath, essentially you have a 5 to 6 meter radius where those trees are going to be in, like a predominant overlap within the bath prism. And then anything that's not overlapping, you're going to want to measure outside of that 5 to 6 meter radius. And you're always going to be looking at your diameter or DBH lines on your trees. And ideally, choosing your bath size should happen as you're walking through the block. So get this at this point in time, if you're recceing, that's ideally when you're walking and you're taking your first couple hundred meters of notes. You're getting an idea of how big your trees are for diameter wise. And then when you get to a point within the timber type that you want to do a plot, you're going to choose the bath size that you're going to get the most amount of trees with without overdoing it. Like, I mean, averaging around 5 to 6 trees a plot is pretty normal for what I do. So that's what I tend to go for. So if I'm walking through a stand of pine and it's all around 18 centimeters to 20 centimeters, I'm probably going to go with a bath 7. And essentially, the number just, it doesn't have anything to do with the amount of trees that you're going to get within the plot. It just, again, it's the difference in your cross-sectional measurements. And your different radiuses. And ideally, when you stop to do your plot, it never hurts to bring more than just one bath with you. Because while you're in that area, you might think, oh, maybe I should have went with this bath instead of that bath. So if you start off with a bath 7 and you have a total of 6 trees in your plot, but let's say 4 of those trees were predominantly overlapping within your bath prism. So a bath prism is like an eyeglass, essentially. It doesn't magnify. I mean, it does kind of magnify the trees. So it really depends on what size the tree is at DBH. So it can be narrow, it can be fat, it can be wonky. There's a lot of factors that go into looking through a bath, and I definitely cannot go through them all in this episode because, man, I would be here for ages just trying to talk about looking through a bath. And so ideally, when you have 6 trees and let's say 2 of those trees are measure trees and you went with a 7, if you were to jump your bath down to a bath 5, those two measure trees will most likely be in, because the difference between going down two bath, like about like two bath sizes, is the difference of one measure tree. So if one tree is a measure and the other one is in, then essentially you're gaining one extra tree by going down a bath. So the higher your bath, the less trees that will be in your plot for small diameters. So if I was to start with a 7, again, with 6 trees, 2 of those trees being measure trees because they were slightly overlapping on the edge of the bath, and I go up to, let's say, a 9, those two measure trees will most likely be out because of just how it looks through the bath. I don't really know the science through it. I really wish I did. It would make for more of a interesting episode. But, you know, that's just the main take on a bath and like why going up and down bath sizes is important. Because if you go down one bath size, those same trees might still be measure trees. Or if you go up a bath, one of those trees might be out, but the other one might be still a measure tree, depending on how many trees per plot you're trying to get. And you can only usually switch your bath once within a plot or a type. And it depends if you're timber cruising or doing timber reconnaissance. Timber cruising is a lot more strict. You can only change your bath once throughout the whole block, but the block cannot be more than halfway done. Getting into a routine when you're swinging a bath around. I mean, I say swinging, in reality, you're just holding it and looking through it like a monocle, essentially. Hold it a decent way, like ways from your eye, because it has to be over the plot center. So that is where having a straight plot stake comes in handy, just because you have to hold it above that plot stake the whole time when you're looking through it to find what trees are in and out of your plot. If you have to look at a tree for any more than 5 seconds, I say measure it. So when you're going through and you look at a tree and it's like, ooh, that's weird, it's different, it's off, measure it. It's less time just measuring it than it is if a check cruise comes in. And so I'm talking mainly about timber cruising at this point. And when you come in to do these plots, again, that is where you are going to be making sure you're happy with the bath you choose. So when you start looking through your bath and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have 10 trees in this plot, and it's your first plot, and you have a partner that's in a different section of the block, ask them, okay, how many trees are you thinking you're going to get with this bath? So that way you guys can kind of arrange what bath size you're going to use. Because getting in that routine is going to save you in the long run. Because you might think you want to go with bath 9, or the other guy might want to go with the bath 7. So there's a big difference. So it always helps to communicate with each other when it comes to talking about what bath size you want to go with. Another part about being in a routine, it helps make sure that whenever you have a check cruiser come into your plots, that they can see a good, like, why you're doing it that way. So, like, making sure you have a routine of how you do your bath sweep, do your DBHs, make sure your heights are doing, like, proper. Like, there's so much that goes into compassing and being a timber cruiser that it takes so much time to generate a proper routine when it comes to those sort of things. But ideally, if you're compassing with an experienced cruiser, it never hurts to ask the cruiser to look through the bath as well. You may not need to look through the bath until you're ready to cruise, but it helps you identify what trees may be in and what trees may be out within a specific radius, depending on what bath you use. So that way it generates more efficiency when you're doing these cruise plots. When you're doing recce plots, it doesn't really matter because you're not crunching for time, you're not in a rush. Your recce plots need to be as accurate as you can be, so that way your types and your timber types are matching what you're seeing in the field. Some basic tips that I want to talk about while choosing a bath is just looking at your type. Like, go through the recce report, go through and ask, like, who was in there? Like, okay, when you were laying out this section, like, did it look this big or was it this small? And that way you get an idea, like, of what the potential piece size might be within these blocks. Because piece size is a big, big difference when it comes to choosing a bath size. Because if you're choosing a bath based on a small piece size, you're going to want to go with a really low bath. So, like, a 5 or a 4. And then, but if you have a decent sized piece size in the block, and it's, again, it's like 20 centimeters of DBH to 30, you might want to go with a higher bath, because that way it generates the most amount of trees for the size. So looking at these reports, talking to people who are in there, that's a big, big tip. And again, like I said, look through the bath if you're a compassman. Get an idea of what you're looking for. Don't just stand there twiddling your thumbs. It doesn't do you any good. You're not going to learn that way. And I know everyone thinks, oh, I don't need to learn it, but it ultimately makes your job a lot easier for yourself. A lot less head scratching. And whenever you end up taking that step to become a cruiser, it's one less step that you need to be taught. And again, just routine, like, repetition is a big thing. I know a lot of people don't like to be repetitious when it comes to their job, but timber cruising and doing recce, timber reconnaissance, is just so important. Making sure you have a proper cycle, making sure that you're doing things in a proper manner, so that way you're able to get the work done in the most efficient and the best way you can. When you're doing your bath sweeps, you can move the bath on angles. Like, do what you need to do to, like, verify if a tree is in or out. When a tree is laying down on the ground, going away from the plot, look at it, look at the DBH, depending on how the tree is facing. If it's horizontal, going away from the plot, perpendicular or paralleling the plot, you can hold the bath upside, like, on its side, so that way the top and bottoms are facing the way that the tree is laying, and that will generally help you identify if that tree is going to be in or out on the ground. A bath can be a difficult thing to look through. I had a difficult time looking through a bath when I first started, and I didn't understand the concept of it, and I just got into a routine I was shown by my mentors, and it helps so much when you have a good mentor. And ideally, when you look through the bath, just be confident with your calls. Again, if you need to look at a tree for any more than 5 seconds, measure it. It takes 2 minutes to measure it, where if a check cruiser was to come in and they thought you missed the tree, that goes against you, and it's a potential fail for your block, which is never good. There's so much that goes into baths, and, like, timber cruising is going to be a whole different episode. So do stick around for whenever I do post that one. So the biggest thing that I can say about choosing your bath is knowing and getting all the information you can before going in. Because as soon as you go into that block and you start second guessing your bath, you're not going to have a good time because it's, okay, I'm getting way too many trees or I'm getting way too less trees. The idea is to get the mandatory amount of trees for that block and for your license. So for me, a lot of the time, it's minimum 5 trees per plot. And if I walk out and I'm only getting, let's say, 4 trees per plot average, it sucks having to go back in there and re-cruise because I choose the wrong bath or my partner chooses the wrong bath in the south or the north sections of the block. So really, it comes down to confidence and repetition when you're going to be looking through these baths. And I cannot stress it enough. Ask questions. For me, there's no dumb questions being asked to me. And that I always make that very clear to the rookies or to the other people that I'm working with. And that's about all I can say about choosing your bath sizes. And yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening to my podcasts. And this has been fun. This has been another episode of Minds of Forestry. Stay tuned for the next episode. I want to remind everybody that I do have a Twitter now. It is at Minds of Forestry. I'm going to peddle that a little bit more. You can ask me questions. You can message me on there. I am willing to do interviews if you want. Sit down, chat, just have a great time. So yeah, thank you again. And I look forward to hearing from anybody and everyone. I've been your host, Tyler Dennis, and this has been an episode of Minds of Forestry.